Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
singing,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up there.
I'll be singing up there.
Yes, sir. Me nowhere.
Glory.
Come on up to glory.
Glory.
I'll be praising up there.
I'll be praising up there.
Hey, the Savior, this I'm a day long. Going to heaven.
Over yonder.
Over on the other shore.
Over on the other shore.
Way on the yonder.
Over
find me nowhere.
Glory.
Come on up to glory.
Glory.
I'll be singing up there.
I'll be singing up there.
Yes, I will. I want the Lord. He will breathe.
This is your host, Danielle, and I thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is indeed your first time being here with us, we welcome you and want you to know that you are our honored guest. We invite you to continue joining us on a daily basis, Monday through Friday. We ask you all to please invite others to join the call as well. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Matlock. His message for today is entitled, Where to Find Justice and Righteousness. I kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing. You find yourself a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Before we bring Brother Matlock on the air, I'd just like to ask you all today, as in every day, that you please continue praying for each other, pray for every single family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I ask your continued blessings and prayers among our ministers, that God continues to bless them with sound mind and enable them to continue providing us with words of encouragement as they do that, as well as try to tend to the flocks of their own home congregations and their personal families. that they will be blessed and fruitful in their lives. We also ask for a prayer on behalf of all our travelers, especially our motorists, our truckers, my husband in particular, that they will respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to and from their destination safely. I now bring you Brother Patrick Metlock. Brother Metlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. Thank you for what you do every day, Monday through Friday, Danielle. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for sharing this forum with me and others. And we also want to thank each and every one of you, each of you who are regularly and in some cases daily on the Blog Talk radio broadcast at 7 a.m. Eastern, as well as those who are joining me on the Facebook Live simulcast that I do for as part of this ministry as well. Thank all of you very, very, very much. Justice, righteousness, and Tom Brady? One of those sounds like they don't go with the others. I can understand how that if you're not a sports person, or dare I say, if you are a sports person and by chance you hate Tom Brady, because there are a decent amount of people that hate my fellow Michigan alum. You might say, Brother Metlock, what are you doing? Well, stick with me for a second, and I'm going to make it make sense here in the next few minutes, because I think if we look at some things and look at in particular what the Bible has to say, I think you will see how I can put those three together, and it can be a blessing to you and a blessing to me as well. Because if we set Tom Brady aside, we definitely would say that injustice are two things that we need to search for. We need to search for it in the church. We need to search for it in the home. We need to search for it in our communities. We need to search for it in our courts. The idea of rather justice and righteousness is what I'm really speaking of. Justice, righteousness is something that really needs to stand out. So if we have those things, and since I last spoke, we've had the Derek Chauvin verdict. This is not about that, but I'll just say to you that there are lots of issues with regard to social justice, issues with the police, issues with our court systems, issues with fairness, issues with equity, that I really believe that definitely need to be addressed, need to be addressed not just with words, but with deeds. But as I speak the words justice and I speak the words righteousness, I think if you find those things in your life, and we find out how on a greater scale we can make sure that that prevails, then we'll see that some of these other things will almost naturally fall into place. Did you know that the pairing of justice and righteousness in the Old Testament is something that is very, very prevalent? A search that I did recently showed that there were about 59 different pairings of justice and righteousness in the Bible, and all of them appear to be in the Old Testament, at least based on the way the New American Standard Bible translates them. So do you mind if I share with you just, not all 59, but just a few, because I think they're going to help us to know how we can find justice and how we can find righteousness. One of the very first one is in Genesis chapter 18, where God is God is in his place there with Abraham, trying to decide whether or not to reveal to him what would later happen to Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Bible says, for I have chosen him, God speaking of Abraham, so that he might command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice. So take note of the way justice and righteousness are referenced. Doing justice and doing righteousness. Another early reference to justice and righteousness is when you see this reference to David reigning over Israel in 2 Samuel chapter 8 and verse 15, where the Bible says, so David reigned over all Israel, and David administered justice and righteousness for all. Notice how it says David specifically reigned justice and righteousness for all his people. The very next reference is referencing his son, where the Queen of Sheba made her famous trip to see Solomon to because of hearing of his wisdom. And then, of course, she was able to see all the things that had been arrayed around him. And so she says over in 1 Kings 10 and verse number 9, blessed be the Lord your God, who delighted in you to set you on the throne of Israel. Because the Lord loved Israel forever, therefore he made you king to do justice and do righteousness. Are you seeing a theme? Let me read at least two more references, actually. The one in verse number 4, where the prophet there is bemoaning the chastisement of Judah. And in that passage, the Bible says, therefore, the law is ignored, and justice is never upheld. For the wicked surround the righteous, therefore justice comes out perverted. And again, I'm kind of trying to make sure that I establish a solid foundation as to the who and the what here. Go to Amos, finally, chapter 5, and look at verse number 24, Amos 5 and 24. The Bible says, and this is something that Martin Luther King used in his speeches, but let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. What's the thing? Well, let me go back to Tom Brady. Tom Brady, as many of you know, won his 7th Super Bowl earlier this year. And yet the rap on Tom Brady was the same rap that they had on his predecessor in New England, Drew Bledsoe, and that is Drew Bledsoe was a systems quarterback. And because Drew Bledsoe was a systems quarterback, they said Tom Brady is a systems quarterback, and there was even as recent as last year, thoughts that, or 2 years ago, thoughts that, hey, you know, it's really not about Tom Brady. It's about the system. Belichick is a wonderful coach, so it's more about Belichick and the system than Tom Brady. So Tom Brady just packs his bags, goes to Tampa, and in the first year wins the Super Bowl. Now, granted, you might say he bought parts of the system with him, but I want you to acknowledge this. Would someone else necessarily in that system have won the Super Bowl? No. It's because of the intangibles that Tom Brady brought that allowed him to go to another team and defy odds and basically prove all the naysayers wrong in winning another Super Bowl, because it was in him, not in the system, ultimately. Justice is not something we're going to find in a system. Righteousness is not something that's going to be inherent in any system. All of these passages that I've referenced have talked about how that individuals are responsible for justice. Individuals are responsible for righteousness, whether you're a king or whether you're a regular individual. So let me ask you, can you say to yourself, I am justice? Can you say to yourself, I am righteousness? And understand that you're either part of the problem associated with justice in your home, in the church, in the community, and even with regard to our court systems, or you're part of the solution. If we can understand that the Bible is telling us very forthrightly that justice is not inherent in the law, but justice is upheld by people, righteousness is exercised and practiced by people. And when we depend too much on systems to make sure that justice and righteousness are pushed forward, we miss the point. We miss the mark. And we'll never find that which is clearly found in each and every one of us. Let us pray. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for your willingness to be able to be patient with us. The world is truly one of a reprobate mind, where the disparity and the inequities and the violence and the selfishness and the depravity that exists continues to abound and abound all the more. Help us to find the justice. Help us to find the righteousness. Ultimately, you have put within ourselves, because you made us free will, moral agents that are able to exercise both our volition as well as the morality that you've embedded in us to be able to be just people and to exercise righteousness. Let us stop making the excuses, Lord, and help us to be the individuals that God would ultimately have us to be. Let indeed righteousness roll down like the waters, justice rather, roll down like the waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.